Ahoy hoy. The party is continuing their way through the dungeon. And, you know, they're doing pretty good. They're starting to backtrack a little bit, but that's okay. That's how dungeons go. I'm still hoping they trigger some traps that they missed the first time around. Let's roll.
You open the doors at the end of this hallway. Ready? All the doors bordering this lozenge-shaped room are
made... Lozenges? Like the thing you take for your
crits?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to say, shaped like. The oval-shaped room, no, it's shaped like a lozenge.
It does kind of look like a lozenge.
Good, sorry.
Guy with sick ways right now.
You see a pedestal that looks
there
like
was smoke, and the room is full of smoke like a humidifier.
A NyQuil-colored gem sits upon the pedestal.
It's a seat shaped like a toilet. What is up with this guy? You mind? I grab a beer.
No, go ahead.
Do you want one?
Yeah, you know, I'll take another space duster. Pick me out something good.
Word.
He won't. It's going to be a Bud Light.
Colorful glyphs are scribed.
Make one of
Colorful glyphs are inscribed on the western wall. There are two sideboards against the walls to the east.
Cyborgs?
Sideboards.
Oh, God. Crazy!
In the middle of the chamber are two stone divans, each with a human figure stretched out on it. Between the divans is a low stone table holding a flask and two goblets, all made of crystal. In the bottom of the crystal flask is a quantity of silvery dust. The figures on the divans are male and female, each about middle-aged and perfectly preserved. They are very still, dust-covered, and apparently dead. Their bodies are covered with dry snake skins. The female wears a silver bracelet and holds what looks to be an ivory wand.
I don't.
There's one over there.
The male has
starfish. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me.
The male has an amulet of electrum resting on his chest, inset with red stone of considerable size.
I immediately hate
you. Tomlin can read the glyphs, and it says, "Beware, many-eyed god will bring down a fiery death."
Many-eyed god will bring down. Does he have a lot of eyes?
Well, it's a good thing you got that.
Is he a potato?
Fire thing. Fire with fire.
Ah!
So what do you guys want to do? You are in the room. There's the two bodies on the divans. In the room, there is a way you can either go.
This is
good. You can go east.
They used to put out like a rye version of it.
Yeah.
You can go east or you can go north. So you can either keep going straight through the room or you can make, you know, there's a door on your right side. Well, or you can...
Should we check these dead bodies?
Excuse me.
Are there dead bodies?
Didn't you say there were two dead bodies and...
Yeah.
There's two stone divans with each a human figure stretched out on it.
Okay.
I guess I assumed they were dead.
They are... Well, it says... they are very still, dust-covered, and apparently dead.
Yeah, see? I was right.
Yeah. Apparently. He said apparently.
Apparently dead. I touched one in the butthole.
Well, you have to flip it over for
flat
that.
Flat on his back.
Yeah, I can still do it.
You can't touch a butthole while it's on his back.
Sure you can. You can get it in there.
It's a little cheese curl action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you touched one?
I'm just...
For some reason,
you're the butthole.
No, now we're just talking about the mechanics.
He caresses the butthole.
That came up at work the other day for some reason.
The cheese curls.
I don't want this job anymore.
Too late.
I rescind.
We were telling Dixie about it.
She's like, "What's a cheese curl?" We'll tell you.
Get like a knuckle in there. Just one knuckle.
Like you're scooping corn out.
Oh my god.
Where do you scoop corn from?
Pooper.
I just figured it was the only thing that makes it through your digestive tract.
That's almost as good as the
peas. Yeah,
imagine like you're eating a can of creamed corn.
He came up with the weirdest hypotheticals.
Yeah, I've seen trying to prove like food's supposed to just come out full. Or like
that's because apparently he took a shit in the shower and like the poop had like full mushrooms in it.
That doesn't make any sense.
I can't imagine thinking in my head it's okay to shit in the shower.
Well, he also thought it was okay to pee in the sink.
Right.
He got like indignant when we were like, nobody normal does that.
He also gets indignant if you say you don't shit yourself.
Yeah.
I love how I didn't know who the fuck you were talking about until you shat in the shower. I was like, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Well, there it is.
There's only one person who thinks that's okay. It's all pipes. It's all pipes, Jerry.
I mean, they are the same pipes.
That Seinfeld.
Regardless,
that was him cooking in the shower, right? He was like cutting vegetables.
No, the pipes is when George gets caught peeing in the shower at the gym, and the dude is going to report him.
Yeah.
He's like, "What's the problem? It's all pipes." There's different pipes, George.
But yeah, I don't understand people who like poop and waffle stomp that shit. Like, that's weird.
Disgusting.
Like, come on.
Fucking monsters.
He is not okay.
He is a monster.
Anyway.
All right, I'm going to check out these bodies.
All right. So what are you doing? Are you just looking at them? Are you taking some of their stuff? Are you moving them around?
I mean, I'm not. First, I'm going to look around them. I'm going to check them for traps, effectively.
You can't check bodies for traps.
Yes, you can.
You'd have to touch
them. Maybe there's a string.
Hey, don't you remember the dark night when you put a bomb in a guy's stomach?
The tampon.
This one's full of corn.
Oh, God. Scoop it.
How did he find that out?
You can check around them for traps.
Yeah, like the pedestal that it's on. Okay. Like that type of stuff.
Full of dry corn.
This dude is packed full of corn. 20.
You don't find any traps. You can see that the stuff they're holding is worth a decent amount. Like, she has a platinum bracelet on. He's got an amulet. It's like 100 gold pieces. Hers is like 250 gold pieces. Like, so they have some stuff.
A lot of dead things keep coming alive, though. I don't know if we want to take this stuff.
Guys keep fucking with everything that's dead in this
world. Yeah.
Well, if we only touch one of them, maybe the only one will come alive.
That never happens. It's always like, and they both come.
You touch a guy, he comes.
That never happens.
All right. Yeah, I'm not gonna fuck with the bodies, so I'm gonna move away.
Okay. I don't know. Kruk is pretty avarice.
I'm pretty avarice.
I think it's a B.
Shut up.
What do you guys want to do?
It's up to Kruk.
No, it's not up to me. Don't make it up to me.
I'm not touching them.
Kruk's like, I wasn't paying attention enough to know what to do.
I don't want to touch it either.
All right,
so let's just leave it.
You don't have to.
So what else is in the room? Sorry.
There's a door to the north and a door to the on your right.
King of the North.
Let's just keep going north.
You want to just keep going straight?
Yeah, I'll check the door for traps.
Okay.
Check it.
25.
No traps.
Nice. I open it. Kind of aggressively. Like, a bit too much. Yeah.
It's a long corridor. Takes a turn, and you can go walk down it. To your left, you see another long corridor. You can't quite see all the way to the end. And to your right...
Instant death.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to go there.
To your right, you see a large block of stone obstructs the corridor. It doesn't seem to have been part of the original construction, for its composition is more sandy than the stone that makes up the walls of these ruins. Furthermore, a gap of several inches is visible along the sides of the block and between the stone and the ceiling.
Interesting.
So basically, like, you walk down this hallway, to your left was more hallway, and to your right was this stone that's sort of just in the way.
Now, is it sand, or is it like sandstone?
No, it's not sand. It's like a sandstone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a stone, for sure.
Do we try pushing it?
I mean, it doesn't look like it's part of the wall. It doesn't make sense. But it probably would be pretty heavy if it's blocking like the entire thing.
Yeah.
We try it. I don't care.
All
right. I'm scared.
Can we try pushing it as a group?
Yep.
Yeah, let's push it.
Make a strength roll.
Nice. 18.
19. And a natural one.
18. So, I'm sorry. Say that again. 18, 19, 1. And what was yours?
18.
18, 19, 1, and...
19.
Oh, so 2 19 and a 1.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's funny. So as you start pushing it, as you go up the hallway, you can see that it's sloping, right? So you actually have to put, like, some effort into the rolling of it. But you can also tell, like, there are... It's like on there's some rollers, right? So it like slides, it can slide back down, right? But you guys rolled enough that you can push it all the way up the fucking long hallway, and it's like 40 or 50 feet long. And you get to the top, and you're at the end, and you could squeeze past it, but you know, like, as soon as you do, the thing's gonna.
Yeah, but that'll make a lot of noise.
It's gonna make a lot of noise. And it'll be at the bottom again. Just so you know, it's like
we wouldn't be able to get out.
You would not be able to go back. Yeah.
So if we because you're not going to be able to pull it. You can push it, but we won't be able to pull it out.
Yeah.
So if we let this go, we're fucked. We're whatever's up here.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, baby.
Yeah, baby.
All right. So just leave it. Maybe we can come in on it on another side.
I don't think there's maybe. Or maybe. I don't know. It's up to you guys. It seems like a lot of work wasted for.
It's true.
We took a stone up 50 feet, yeah. And now we're like,
I don't feel like it.
This is a lot of work.
Didn't you say it was going to come back down?
Well, it could.
You guys can get out from past it.
We could.
Now, if one of you decides to stick around, you're going to go flying down the fucking hallway.
Yeah, I don't want
to
do that.
It would
totally be Nash.
I don't want to go that way.
So it's one thing, it'll make a lot of noise. Maybe it'll break. Possible.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe if we push it real hard after we leave.
Push it real good.
Oh, pushing things real hard is tight.
Alright. Yeah, I say we go for it.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Alright, let's do it.
Alright, so you guys scoot around.
Does it break?
And it rolls. No,
that
break.
It was too slow.
Yeah. Wasn't that fast.
Gay.
Really hyped that up.
Yeah. We have any explosives?
I
do have gunpowder.
Yeah, you're the one that has the stuff that ignites.
You ignite me, Poppy.
All right.
Hi.
So, you're in this hallway. Make a right. You are now going to the east again. You could see that the hallway splits. You can go to the right and immediately you could see like there's a room around the corner, or you can go to the left and you can see the hallway turns and goes into the dark.
All right.
Do you want to go into the room or do you want to keep following the hallway around?
I guess let's check out the right room.
You want to figure out the room?
Yeah. We don't know which one's right yet.
The right one.
Not left.
We're going to the right room.
Okay.
Don't listen to the stupid conversation.
I can't help it. That's true. They're all stupid.
You guys are all idiots.
This is a spacious vaulted hall, weathered and cracked from the ravages of time. Mm. The walls are charred and scored. Scattered around the floor are several stone statues of baboon-like creatures. Possibly baboons.
Possibly.
Chipped and tipped over. The remains of a few once living baboons, partially eaten, lie nearby with fungus covering their corpses.
So, partially eaten, fungus covered baboons. Great band. real indie.
Yeah, they were the best. Best British band out there.
So,
do you go into the room more?
Well, hold on. Something obviously ate these baboons.
Well, what gave it away, the partially eaten
part? The partially eaten part.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know. I want to, like, does it look like big chomps or tiny chomps?
As you are looking around the room, you spot a something spherical that floats in the air at about chest height. The sphere has a central eye and about a dozen tentacles.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Has a white sphere, black.
No!
Oh my god.
No!
Beholders are the worst!
We slowly sneak out.
Yeah, you suck!
No, I'm doing the fucking guy from Parker.
The worst!
Oh, yeah,
the worst!
Oh, man, I don't want to fight a beholder.
Well, you're fighting something.
I know what it is!
Slid it on fire.
How many ice stalks? Doesn't? Yep, that's a beholder, alright.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't.
There's eight. Oh, I don't know what the fuck it is then.
I said not a dozen, I said about a dozen.
Yeah, it's...
So it could be 13 if it's a baker's dozen.
Each of the eyes...
Are you a baker?
Each of the eyes casts a different spell, and none of them are good.
Nope.
Not everything is a beholder that looks like a beholder.
One of them's not like... Just telling you. Grow your dick spell.
There's never a grow your dick spell. I've been looking.
Yeah, I keep encountering beholders. Never.
I gotta get...
Keep going to those crystal shops.
I'm usually pretty good about...
Which crystal grows your dick?
This one. No, I'll give you $500.
Sir, please leave my store. I don't even want to scam you. I just want you to leave.
Yeah, you make me sad.
Fine. I'll go to the next crystal store.
Oh, he's looking at the beholder page.
Where is the beholder
page? Oh, it's a super beholder.
It could be an eye tyrant, too. If we're being specific.
What's the difference?
That's what I call my optometrist.
Is he awful?
I don't have an optometrist.
He's such an asshole.
Oh, he's telling me. I don't put your glasses back
there's
on.
Like, there's like the beholders, there's specters, there's spectators, there's eye tyrants. They all have, they're all little, beholders are usually the worst ones. I think eye tyrants might be the worst. I don't remember. But actually, a lich beholder is the worst.
Jesus.
That's not the one you want. Hopefully, it's not a lich beholder, is it? Is it undead?
Would we know?
We would, yeah, it would look undead.
Okay.
What's happening,
Bruce? I'm trying to, I did not grab this can.
I did not.
Thing, I'm trying to find where the fucking thing is.
I have books. There's books back there.
Yeah, get your monster book.
Stop pushing books on everyone.
I know, books are for dorks.
They have. I found the stat block for it, but it doesn't seem right.
Being fundamentals for dorks.
Oh. Which one do you need?
So the monsters.
Just the monster manual?
Probably in there.
God damn it, that would be older.
So my kids made a PowerPoint presentation because they want to buy the middle child.
They want to buy the middle child?
They want to pool everything
together. Oh my God.
No, they want to get a bike, another dirt bike. You know, they broke his clavicle on.
Well, I mean, how else are you going to get rid of ice on your property?
It's true. Yeah,
it's a good point.
So now they had their presentation on Friday. So now they're bothering the shit out of me. Did you make a decision yet?
Did you get rid of ice on your property? Stop hiring all those fucking Mexicans.
It's rude.
Hey!
Somebody needs to hire them.
Ice can take them when they're done.
Roll for initiative.
Oh. I thought for a minute maybe we'd parlay.
Parlay.
It's got a big eyeball and tentacles.
19.
17
and
for
Nash. And I'm raging.
17 for Nash and a 6 for Tomlin.
4.
Alright, Nash, you're first.
Alright.
What the fuck is he gonna do?
He really is awful at this point.
I'm gonna transform into a bat and get the fuck out of there.
Transform into a beholder.
Yeah, that would be better. Can you do that?
It's not in the
creature. Can you transform into a dragon?
It's not in the creature appendix.
Yeah, transform into a beholder eater.
Delicious. I guess he's gonna. I can't throw out his bliss. He didn't have a long rest. God damn it!
Good thing he used it before.
Shut up! He's got a gun, man.
I could transform into a pseudo dragon.
Yeah, but it's not even that great anymore. Like this was.
I gave you the potential power ups for it. You have different barrels and things.
I know. No.
Don't point out my flaws.
There's just so many.
You know, he's gonna cast Scorching Ray.
All right,
Scorching Ray,
and Scorching Ray is like 3. I think it starts at 3.
Yeah. Make your attacks.
All right. Stop pressuring me. So all spell can be used at third level. He's creating an additional ray for each spot about a second. He's going to cast it at 3rd level, and so that gives him 4. So I have to roll 4 times. Does a 15 hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does a 22 hit.
Mm-hmm.
Does a 12 hit.
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's 3.
I don't like the way he's looking at me.
Does a... So that hits too. So that's 4. Oh, wow. All 4 hit. Nice.
That's not good for
that's
us.
That's not good. Yeah.
Why?
Because he's giving
this
the
look. This thing is going to be tough.
He's giving the sly look. Like, these fuckers don't know what's happening.
No, I know what's happening. It's not going to be good.
It's going to fuck us.
Oh, God. And then the appendages turn into penises.
Behold me.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Buttholder.
7.
That's not what it is.
It is now.
11. So it's 18. 36. That sucked. 21. And 26.
This thing explodes. And a massive gas of...
Gas?
Gaseous sort of thing.
Okay.
Everyone make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, that's not good.
Kind of like that.
Oh, shit.
Wait, this is why he was making that stupid face.
So it wasn't a
That's
beholder?
Just my face.
Oh, sorry.
It wasn't a beholder.
It was not a beholder.
God damn it! Looked like a beholder.
Nice. 19.
Constitution, you say?
Yeah. Crux should be pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 21.
Okay.
Nash, 18.
Okay.
And Tomlin.
I have advantage on, like, every saving throw except Constitution.
Sickly Tomlin. Tomlin. Oh, 17.
Well, you guys all made it.
Woo! So strong.
We're gonna make it, bad things start happening.
Good thing we didn't overreact with the beholder or anything.
Good thing.
And to be fair, it's supposed to look like a beholder.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's actually something. Make a nature check, or because you're as druid.
I can do
it. We call it a
nature. I have a +2 to nature.
22.
Yeah. You realize after it explodes, it's actually something called a gas spore. It's basically like a little fake beholder.
It's like a little bitch beholder.
And if you are near it, when you, it has like one hit point. Like, it is so weak. Like,
I see you used the whole spell.
At third level, I lost a spell slot at third level.
And it basically, like, you know, if it go, because if it explodes and you get infected by it, you could,
well,
you will die in the next like day, within the next day, and basically make another one.
How long do I rage for again?
Okay.
Is it? Well, if you have to keep fighting. If you stop fighting.
Oh, so yeah, I wasted a complete rage. Awesome.
Actually, you didn't. Because it wasn't your turn.
Oh, okay. Woo.
So you can't rage at the beginning of fights.
Got it.
Later
it has to be at the beginning of my turn?
Yeah.
You can't pre-rage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can pre-rage at a later level.
Unlike Big Dean.
Got it.
I pre-rage all the time.
That's true.
It's like pre-com.
I just see a meeting.
I don't think it's like that.
That's not the same thing at all.
Nope.
I just see a meeting and I automatically pre-rage.
Rage it up.
You notice as you're walking through the room that there's a sack on the wall made of fish skin. Would you like to look at them?
Not really. It sounds gross.
It does sound pretty gross. Who's making
sacks? I will look at the sacks.
Okay. So inside the sack is 7 silver pellets.
Oh, it's all mine, guys. You
each
didn't want
the size of a sling bullet worth 1 gold piece.
Bullets, huh?
So you got 7 gold.
Hey, if we see any werewolves, you can shoot them.
Actually, silver works on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Wait, why was I updating my character sheet? Oh, right, because I have to get rid of a 3rd level.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Stupid.
I need to update to this digital character sheet. You guys are.
No, I didn't have a 3rd level spell slot anyway, so.
No, I like the
I'll just
the
do
paper one better.
I feel like
the digital one has like some clunkiness where it's like if you have like custom things,
you can't.
Then
you
got like
spot for
it
or whatever.
It's
yeah,
whole
yeah.
Fucking thing.
That's true. Yeah, fuck you guys.
Right. I actually kind of like this one because it's not D&D Beyond, and I can update it pretty easy. I don't have to pay extra for like extra shit.
Hate paying extra.
I can just put extra shit into the Excel sheet.
Well, the Excel-based one? Yeah, that one is pretty tight.
I just grabbed one of the things and kind of made my own PDF out of it. Just type in it.
Does right.
It automatically calculate stuff for you?
No.
Then shut up.
I don't need it to.
Show your face, whole Wang Chung.
So this room, as you continue through it, has an opening. And then almost to the right, like another 10 feet past the opening, is a long stairwell heading down.
Can't possibly be anything bad down there.
No. Nothing bad ever happens downstairs.
No.
Only good things happen downstairs.
That's right.
All right.
You guys going down the stairs?
Yeah. No. We are going to go down the hallway.
That is the thing.
That's what's at the
long,
end.
That's it.
The oh, that goes that way.
I heard words and I didn't.
I thought they were next to each other.
No.
I guess we'll go down. Right. I check for traps.
Ah.
Roll.
19.
Nice. You notice a pressure plate.
Hey!
God, I'm so fucking good at my job. But it seems to be pretty long, so you'd have to.
All right, can I attempt to disarm it?
Yes.
What do I roll that against?
Thieves' tools.
Yeah, which I don't think you have.
Sleight of hand. Hasn't. So
yeah,
assuming
sleight
that we
sleight of hand, thieves' tools.
You just don't get. You don't get a.
Bonus
on it, yeah.
So 14.
It fails to undo it, and in fact triggers it.
I know. Yeah,
that is the...
At the top of the steps, a real giant boulder starts rolling. Roll for initiative.
And you hear, da da da
21. 8.
18 for Tomlin, and 14 for Nash.
All right.
The fuck is this thing?
Why are we say it again. Who got... What was your rolls?
18 for Tomlin and a 14 for Nash.
21 for me.
8.
8? 8.
Did you say
8?
Did you say 8?
All right, it is Crux turn.
I'm trying my best.
Okay.
Attack the boulder.
or you can run away.
What is...
We don't know what's down the stairs. That's the problem.
Yeah, but is it a... It's a boulder?
It's a big fucking boulder.
Well, how come we have the roll initiative?
Because it's moving.
Turn-based.
Yeah.
Just, I guess
we... All right. Run.
How far do you dash?
Let's see. Hold on.
My guys can't dash
If you're
that
dashing
far.
Down the stairs, too, you're going to have to make a dex.
I'm always dashing.
Okay.
It's about...
So is this thing coming down the stairs?
It is currently...
Or is it coming down, like, the hallway?
It's, like, 20 feet behind. It's coming down the stairs, the hallway that you're in. You're in a stairwell.
Yeah.
Going down. It is now at the top of the stairwell, blocking everything.
Gotcha.
You have to run down the stairs.
Yes.
I have fast...
You have choice.
I have fast movement, which gets me 40.
You could just take it.
You want to just do your normal movement down 40?
Yeah.
Okay. You'd be in the front, so you'd be a full... About 60 feet ahead of it.
Okay. That's what I do. So I got to roll a dex, you said?
No. If you're not dashing.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not dashing.
I'm always
dashing.
Both my guys have a 25-foot movement, so they both have to dash.
Well, you're also behind... Yeah, actually, it's not. It's pretty close. So you would be about 50 feet in front of it. And then who was the other person that made it? Tomlin. Are you dashing down?
Yeah, wait. My initiative was... 14 and 19.
Yeah.
14 and 19. Yeah. So Nash had 14, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so he didn't make it. So he's going to have the double that he's going to
have. So Tomlin dashes down the stairs.
What does Nash do?
It's not his turn yet.
Oh. Yeah.
Make a dex save for
Tomlin?
Yeah. It's not too bad, but.
16.
That's enough, yeah. So you dash down the hallway.
Yay!
Nash is going to get crushed. Now moves 60 feet.
Oh my god.
Nash, make a dex save, and you make a dex save.
That's okay. 16.
What do you have to beat?
15.
They didn't tell me.
You actually make it.
Oh my god!
Man, we're lucky these days.
But I think he would be down the steps farther, but I think Tomlin would be in the way of the boulder.
So, wait, I made it, and now I get crushed? That's bullshit. No, it's not.
It's fine.
You only had 25 feet of movement, right?
50, I dashed.
Yeah, and moved 60 feet.
All right, so why would they even fucking roll the dexterity save?
Because things happen. Jesus, you could have been knocked prone on the steps.
Whatever.
Make your dex save.
Oh, I have to do another one?
Tomlin!
Fuck, 7. And do I have to make one for Nash?
And he gets crushed.
No.
7's plenty.
It's a light boulder.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, he's rolling a lot.
I don't like that.
20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh my god.
I don't like that.
Oh!
Can I just say I don't like that? Okay, what about Nash? Does Nash have to roll too?
Not anymore. He made it. He's fine. The boulder's past him.
You rolled it before.
Oh.
Would be Kruk. So, Kruk, you're going to keep running, I assume.
Yeah.
And burst into the next room.
I guess so.
It's filled with zombies.
A bitter stench assails the senses as you lay eyes on the room ahead. Inside, amid a pile of rubbish, offal, and bracken, ghostly lights move across the floor. Closer observation reveal that the light is emitted by giant beetles. There seems to be around a dozen of these creatures in the room, each about 3 feet in length. They don't appear to take notice of you. From within the largest pile of trash, where most of the beetles are clustered, come glints of something slimy.
However, everything's fucking slimy in here.
However,
what are they, Nickelodeon Studios?
I'm going to say you dash in and move to the side, yeah, as yeah. you would. Right? The boulder comes in, and it's going to crush, like...
all the bugs?
Let me see how many of the bugs.
Are they big bugs?
They're giant beetles.
But how giant?
Pretty. I mean, they're pretty big.
Like a paw.
It's going to crush four of them. Boom! Yeah. Which, obviously, it gets their... that gets their attention.
What?
So, everyone make a fresh initiative roll here.
Oh, a fresh one.
There we go.
19. 14.
Oh. I liked my other one better.
Roll off.
15 for Nash. And 8 for Tom.
18? All right. Let me see here. Let me get to the appropriate dingy-ma-dingy.
Dingy-ma-dingy.
Oh, playing with your dingies tight.
There we go.
Can I spin these on?
So we're going to need...
damn it.
Now I can't do these.
We're going to need 8 of the beetles just scattered around the room.
Come on, John Lennon.
Fucking mother.
Okay.
She's dead.
Dig her up.
Oh my god.
Probably wouldn't smell much worse.
Oh!
Hey!
Take that.
Take that, me.
Self-burn.
Do it before anyone else does.
Alright, what did everyone get?
Nash got a 15 and Tomlin got a 7.
18 for me, skis.
I have a new character.
And what did you get there, Harold?
19.
Nice.
Stop biting my cuticles.
Alright, so the boulder has smashed down there. Harold, you're still at the top of the steps, I believe.
Yeah.
So you can dash.
Is he doing like that cartoon accordion thing because he got crushed?
I mean, you can do what you want, right? Because you don't know what's at the bottom of this thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you would necessarily run. Although, your friends might have gotten hurt, so maybe you would dash down to see.
Are we really friends?
I mean, Tomlin got...
Tomlin
got... Bah! You heard a pretty gross frog sound coming from his body.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It sounded spongy.
Yeah, I guess I would dash down the stairs.
Okay. So you can get to Tomlin.
Okay.
Just to see if he's completely dead or not.
Okay.
No. Why are you asking him? He's fine.
And then Nash, you're still at the top of the steps. I don't think you would necessarily dash down.
Yeah.
So you think meet my 25 kind of halfway down the hall.
Because you're kind of a
stumbling
dick.
Down
he's
the
a total thing. Dick.
However, Kruk is in the room.
I'm in there.
And he sees the giant fire beetles.
Yeah. Well, Tomlin's going to...
How many got crushed again?
4 of them.
Okay. Tomlin's going to give himself 20 hit points. So.
Oh, no, it's not his turn yet.
All right.
It's not his turn.
I rolled initiative. Jesus.
There's a purpose to initiative.
Alright, go ahead, Kruk.
Alright.
The room is not nearly that big.
Oh my god.
Why do you think these rooms are giant?
I don't know.
The room is,
4x4.
The room's like 30x30.
How's that?
Sure.
It's the tiniest goddamn room I've ever been in.
Alright. I'm just gonna run up to number... what's that, number one?
What the fuck? What the
fuck? Yeah! UFL!
UFL! UFL, got him good. Yeah, get up.
Yeah,
pump yourself
I'm not
up.
Good enough for the NFL.
Close.
So I run up to number one. And I swing at him.
Why? Wait, didn't they get crushed?
Four of them.
Four of them did. These are the ones that are left.
How many are left?
There were 12 total.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
20? Is that hit?
Yes, that hits.
How about 16.
You crush it so hard.
So fucking hard,
puppy.
Right, so then I go move
purple
over
one.
4. Purple 4. 11?
No.
Damn it.
Dink.
Alright. It is their turn, and they all swarm.
Swarm me.
Yeah, as many of them as can get around him. Can get around him.
Yep. They're not smart.
Not good on me, guys.
So, all 8. I mean, they don't have a good hit. They basically need the nat 20
you.
Good.
So. Nat 20, nat 20, nat 20.
No. None of them hit.
Yay.
Nothing hits. No. You don't have too much to fear from these things. Alright, it is Tomlin's turn.
Alright.
You hear the sounds of battle below.
As you slowly make your way down the staircase.
So
that hurts. Ow.
So he's gonna give himself 20 hit points.
Okay.
And then he's gonna walk to it.
That was his action though, right?
Yeah,
exactly. And then he walks into the room.
Not into the room, but he's gonna walk and see what he can see.
Okay. I mean, you see Crux surrounded by a ton of giant fire beetles.
He's got it.
He's fine. You okay,
bud? Harold, your turn. You're near the bottom that you probably can. You hear the. You were next to Tomlin, so you hear the stuff going on in there.
Yeah, I'll probably go up and I'll hit two, just with my hand staff.
Mm. What the hell's a hand staff?
Quarterstaff, I'm sorry.
You dumb fuck.
You stupid bastard.
Should be embarrassed about everything.
Dirty 20.
Okay, that hits it.
Two.
2 points of damage?
That's right.
Wow.
For purple two or yellow two?
Why did you use your quarterstaff?
You have to have more than two.
There's no way.
No, it's...
What did you roll?
I have a flat 1d6 on my quarterstaff. I rolled a 2.
Oh, you know how many strength modifier?
I don't have anything on it, yeah.
Why did you use that?
Not sure.
For being quite honest, I have no clue.
He was a little...
That's the last time I'll use that.
He's very stunned from the boulder. Spooked him.
Yeah. I'm a little spooked.
What was the strategy here? There was not.
I just picked something.
Just like, grab whatever on my back.
I was afraid Bruce was going to kick me in the nuts.
I almost hit him with a potion of healing. I don't know.
With Bruce's DM, you move quick, not smart.
That's right. That's fair.
All right, Nash, your turn. Walking will get you in the room.
All right, he's going to use his gun this time.
All right.
There's two people between you.
He feels pretty good about this one, guys. Feels pretty good about it.
Hey, he dexterously moved out of the way of that boulder.
That's right. He's feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good.
He curves the bullet and hits both of us. This one. Come on.
He's like, I'm going to go here and shoot for two. Stop!
He got a nat 20 on a nat 1.
Oh, come on.
20!
Bitches! You don't even matter. You shoot the one and it just explodes. Whichever one you want.
I want to hit more of them. we'll pick the one that is...
Just a yellow toe.
Yellow toe.
Oh, Bally!
Who? Alright, Crock, your turn.
Alright.
Got a bullet.
I guess I'll go to this one because it's advantage. Or do I get advantage if I'm taking advantage of? Because he's on the other side of that one?
Yeah, you get advantage.
Okay, so I'm going to do that.
What number is that?
It's number
two. Two purple.
Okay, yeah. So 22.
It explodes when you hit it.
Okay, boom. I turn around. I'm going to go after purple 4. 20.
Hits it.
And then...
What's your plus on your hammer?
Hmm?
What's the plus on your hammer? Plus...
What's your attack bonus?
My attack bonus is plus 7.
Yeah, it explodes when you hit it.
Rather damage bonus.
Oh, the damage bonus is plus 5.
It explodes when you hit it.
Low AC.
low hit points.
Low hit points.
All right, so they're all just going to try to... There's 4 left there.
Do you ever think...
Sometimes.
Giant beetles would be horrifying in real life.
Oh, yeah. Right, I don't like little beetles.
I don't either. They freak me out. Yeah. But if you had a 4-foot tall beetle...
That'd be bad news.
I'd leave.
I'd poop myself.
Yeah, I would poop myself and leave.
Be a lot of poop.
I'd kill myself before it could get to me.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't even know there was a beetle there. You're just done with it.
And you'd kill yourself for a lot of reasons.
It was a fake beetle.
Minor inconvenience.
Damn it, I'm in traffic.
This car hasn't moved in a while.
I'll do it.
Jesus Christ, buddy, wake up!
Get your brains off the back seat and go!
Oh, sorry, Bruce.
Go on.
Tom Lindy, your turn.
Okay. Sacred flame.
Actually, actually, fuck, now I gotta look because it rolled good.
Shadow Heart on BG3, her Sacred Flame never fucking hits.
17?
No.
No? You gotta roll, baby.
Baby! I pissed so many people off with that image that I created, where it was the,
the one of you nude.
No, no, not that one. The dude from Portlandia that was on, Parks and Rec, where he, when he was the guy, and he's like, undercooked chicken? Jail. Overcooked chicken? Jail. And I said, when I did Gale, Firebolt. Shadowheart, Firebolt. And I went down the line, I'm like, even so-and-so, believe it or not, Firebolt. And some people got fucking crazy, man. Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Firebolt is used a lot at the beginning of the game.
I know, it was like a joke. I'm like, relax, peeps.
Karlach, surprisingly, Firebolt.
That's what I said. Oh, man, that's not good. So that's 9 points of damage.
It's dead.
Oh, which one? These guys suck. Yeah, four. It's fine. Whatever.
Purple four?
No, yellow four. Four.
There is a purple four.
He's dead.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, that's right.
What's that one? That's a three.
Now I doubt your record.
Oh, numbers.
I got it.
What is that number?
Carol. The
arts 11B?
Numbers.
Staff. All right. You want to staff the...
I'm not going to staff. I'm going to hit him with Thorn Whip.
2 points of damage.
15.
To hit.
That one's a 2d6. 8. Oh.
It's dead.
Yes.
Garble or yellow?
Yellow 1.
And Nash.
I'm not doing that again.
What? You're not all riled up from
no,
the
no, he's like, I'm going to keep... I want to stay ahead, so this time if I missed with a firebolt, no one's going to give me shit. So he's going to do 3 firebolt. Not that one.
They're both 3, I think.
They are both 3.
Yellow 3. He got a 26.
That hits.
And...
Just barely.
Just barely.
6-7.
Please.
10 points.
It's dead. It explodes. And Croc.
Okay. Smashy, smashy, smashy.
Pretty sure you're going to beat it. One were to guess.
What?
If one were to guess.
22.
That is, you smash it. It's dead.
Yeah. You smash it.
13 points of damage.
You smash it. Sexually.
You each get 20 XP.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Let me write it down real quick.
I'm in the XP. Ding 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 ding
ding ding. I still want to create the XP demon.
The XP demon, what's that?
It's
just a, full of XP.
It's a demon, it's just really easy to kill, but it's full of XP.
It takes you up 3 levels at once. You're like, oh my god.
It's like the in Diablo, the thing that, you know.
Diablo. Mark, you're such a white person.
What is it?
It's Diablo.
El Diablo.
Right. It's like that thing in Diablo.
Oh my god.
He's doubling down!
Where you run around and like shit flies up when you hit it. Like that. It's like that.
Hey, chicken fajitas.
Chicken fajitas.
I like jalapenos.
Yeah, I like jalapenos.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Alright. So you do see in their piles of trash, you see some shiny things. Can I take a look?
Yes.
Yes.
Shiny thing.
You find some polished rocks and bits of metal.
Ooh.
Wow. But you also find 3 large turquoise gems worth 20 gold each. And you find a +1 dagger.
Hey.
But it looks kind of trashy.
Oh.
What?
I don't
want it. +1 dagger that's kind of trashy?
Yeah. Like, its grip is frayed, its blade's chipped.
This looks like Steak Bean's mom.
Has a bunch of kids from different fathers.
Yeah.
That's not a +1.
Used to be.
Back in high school.
Before I went to that island.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
What?
Which island?
Long Island. Not really that long of an island.
No, it's really
it.
Not.
No, when you're driving it does feel like fucking forever. I had a buddy who lived at the top of Long Island. Because you're on just shitty
Staten
roads.
Island feels like forever, too.
Oh, my God, Staten Island feels like you're in a fucking other country.
It's good for your heart, though.
Is it?
It's a medical joke. You're welcome, Dr. Dickman.
Oh, Staten. Gotcha. Took me a second.
It was a bad joke.
It was a bad joke.
How dare you?
Particularly bad.
Sorry.
But that joke stank.
Doesn't matter if it's bad.
It's true. It's quick. That's all. That's the main thing.
It does.
All right. So from here, there is a door. Actually, the way it would have rolled, the boulder would have smashed through the doors. Straight ahead.
Like all the way through.
Yeah. You can see the hallway turns. And then there's another set of doors to the to the left of where it rolled through.
Where the boxes are? To the left. To the left.
Would you like to go through the broken doors?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So you guys dust yourself off. You walk through the hallway. Come across a couple doors that you go in. And inside you find two Devons with two bodies that appear dead and dusty.
Hi, Devon.
What you guys doing over here?
Just two Devons hanging out.
Just two Devons. A cool dude.
So you've obviously been in this room. This was the room with the two things.
So we've circled around.
Gay Devon, what are you doing with street Devon?
You leave him alone.
It's going to be hard to tell us apart now.
So
did you make him straight?
Oh, no.
So what you know, because you guys would use your brains as you're actually walking through this thing.
No, that's selling me.
Yeah, this is not our playing.
From the beetle room, you can go in the one door you haven't been through yet. You could, you've been through this room. You've decided not to touch the bodies unless you change your mind.
I don't want to touch bodies.
Touch my body.
You could go down again, but you'd have to push the boulder back. You have to push the rock back up the fucking steps again, which you could do.
No.
You could go the other way, where the boulder, where the stone was. There's also two hallways. If you backtrack a bit through the zombie area that you have that you didn't go through, or you could just walk back up the steps where the boulder came down, go through the gas pour room, and go the other way.
Those are a lot of decisions.
So basically, if you went back around, you know that would lead you to where the...
Not gonna lie, I spaced out.
Basically, right,
here's what you could do.
You've been going through the thing, and you know that you kind of looped around, like, oh, get the fuck
there. Thank you.
Yay!
Yay, draw!
Who is this one? This one
bleeds.
The visual learner.
Alright, so... this was the room you were in that had the secret door you found, right?
Okay.
With the sun that you pushed the thing in.
Yeah,
right?
The sun.
So you went this way, and there's a something that goes that way, and there's a hallway that goes that way, right? And then you're currently in this room with the dead bodies.
Okay.
Right, you know this goes this way, beetle room. There's a hallway this or a door that way. This is the boulder that just fell down. You know that this goes here, and this is the stone that you pushed up.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes, you don't know. And then here, you know there is a spot that way. This is the spore guy. And that goes.
That's poor here. Guy.
So you basically have you have a few spots that you haven't been through, you know, or you can go back to where you originally, you know, you went up these stairs and you were like, let's go that way, and then you ran back around.
So currently, right now, we're in this room.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do we want to check these since they're right fucking there?
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
All right,
or you can go. It doesn't matter. You can decide.
It's all the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just.
Although the gas is still there, so that's gonna fuck with you.
Why are you looking at me?
It sounded like you were going
to. Yeah, you were about to say something. You're like,
oh. And then you fixed your glasses. I thought you were going to come to a decision. It's a bit of indigestion.
I was having a mini stroke.
Let's just go to the closest fucking... Let's just go to this one.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay.
Okay, so you want to go back through the zombie hallway.
There's no more zombies, though, right?
There's no more zombies, and you want to make the turn down.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Fine.
Is this the wrong one?
I don't like his attitude. It would have been for any choice you made.
Fine. Roll.
Yeah.
So as you're walking down that hallway, it keeps going.
Yeah.
There's a little turn off that's 10, 20 feet down, and you can see a little alcove. You can go check it out, or you can keep going.
I guess let's check it out.
At the end of this corridor is a small alcove holding a 3-foot tall stone pedestal on which rests a small silver coffer.
Okay.
15 feet.
Sorry.
So unnecessary.
15 feet in front of the alcove, there is a small, single step up in the stone floor. Inside this alcove, the floor is elevated an additional 2 feet.
We all trip.
So basically, there's a step up, and then, like, closer to the thing, it's just below, step up some more.
Step up, come on, step up, come on.
Okay.
I mean, so it's a pedestal, what's on it? A little silver coffer?
Yeah.
Pussy.
Pussy, baby. A lot of pussy. I mean, I would want to look in the silver coffer, but he's got to check for traps.
I'm going to check for traps. Alright, so I step up to the coffer and check for traps.
Well, you're stepping... Okay, so you stepped up into the coffer?
Oh.
On top of the thing?
Oh, God, you can't take it back now.
You didn't take it back, did. Yeah. I yeah, did. You just stepped all the way.
I just...
All the things. You stepped on top of the thing, and then the next step up...
All the rest of us go...
Oh. I'll check for the coffer.
I'm going to check everywhere.
It's the hole to nothing.
You didn't notice any hinges or anything as you were walking up, because you just decided to go for it.
Check for the traps. Before the traps.
Always check for traps.
You gotta check.
Free trap.
Every step. Every traps. Step is a trap.
I'm becoming a little paranoid.
check for traps.
Don't move there. Let me check for traps.
How did they make these many traps? This is crazy.
It seems like I rolled such a good deck, too.
Put the traps in. I'll get them back.
Rolled a 25. I would have seen any trap.
That's right. We've seen through space and time.
Someone would have had to set these traps off. They reset. Who reset?
You see them? Sounds like the most unbelievable thing is that Indiana Jones is that all of these traps are set.
Oh, I know.
And
they're still working.
Yeah. It's like, who's coming back and pulling the stuff?
Yeah. Oh, another fucking.
Ryan George had a thing on that. He's like, they're like, well, you know, we're done the cave. He's like, okay, well, we need to protect it, so I need you to get a bunch of scorpions.
Scorpions?
What?
All right, so you fall. So basically what happens.
Oh, no.
You guys are standing, right? He walks like 15 feet in front of you. As soon as he steps on the thing, the whole fucking wall goes boom,
oh,
right?
No.
And you fall, like, from your perspective, you're just like, ah, fuck, right? You take... 2 points of bludgeoning damage.
No, that's not too bad.
Oh, jeez.
But...
The rest of us die.
And you can hear him, like, he's stuck. He's just in a fucking...
In a void.
In a big stone, like...
I knock.
It's not... There's... You can knock.
Can you hear us?
You can hear us.
Right, like, you can't communicate. You can hear he's alive.
Put your dick on it.
No.
I would say Tomlin or someone with Arcana can.
That would be
make some sort of intelligence check.
Nash will do Arcana then.
I don't think you have anything, but
yeah, it's a 20.
Oh yeah. So you noticed as you noticed there was hinges right as the thing was shifted.
There's hinges, by the way.
Watch out!
Do you say.
Do you have any sort of knock spell?
No. I might. Hold on. The artifacts are might. Let me look.
That's the one thing. Because you know that'll undo the thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to take a few hours.
Oh, my God.
And you're stuck. Like, the gas is there, you know? And there's been wandering beasts in the hallway.
Well, this is unfortunate.
This is unfortunate.
You could just leave them for dead, too.
I mean, that's also a choice.
It is a choice.
Not Harold.
Anyone, Harold.
We didn't really get to know him that well.
No, yeah, I mean...
He's a bit of a poofter.
Yeah, he was okay.
He's not.
I mean, we got plenty of fish in the sea.
There's plenty of elves back in that village.
That's right. Let's grab another one.
Is Harold the one with the two dads?
Yeah.
My two dads.
They won't tell you which one is the
dad. Yeah, they're not gay.
They're not gay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're brothers. No, they're not gay. They're whatever. Twins.
They're blood.
Weird incest family.
I don't
the
know.
Work for the royals? No. It's good enough for me.
No.
Alright.
I can do a rope trick.
Wait, you have that bracelet that's shaped stone.
Oh shit, that's right.
Oh, you're right.
Good job. Yes. If you didn't already have an inspiration to
God, I'm so fucking smart.
I do. Who has that? Thomas?
Somebody picked
you,
it up.
I think you just put it in the hole.
What was that? The rock?
The rock bracelet of rock magic.
The rock thing. The bracelet of rock.
Yeah, the one where he was making all the Dwayne Johnson references.
I would have given you an inspiration joke if you never
had it. Yeah, that was good.
All right, but you got to attune to it.
Okay.
So what does that take?
It takes 20
minutes.
Oh,
no,
God.
It doesn't.
No.
It's,
You just sit and meditate.
I think it takes an hour, though, right?
Yeah, I don't... Didn't you... Aren't you the one that had it?
Oh, no, did you?
I mean, even if it is, well, I mean, still use it from inside. Yeah. What does it matter?
I thought you were the one that had it.
I didn't add it to my inventory.
Okay. I'll check. Oh, it might be on my thing that died. I'll assume I have
it. Just assume you have it, yeah.
And... I guess
start attuning.
Nash will do it because he can attune a lot of shit as an artificer. He's got like three things attuned to him already, so he'll do it.
Hold on, one second. I look the.
He shapes it into a penis.
That didn't help at all!
That's funny though.
True.
Approved!
Oh, I gotta wait till tomorrow to do the other
one. Use it up.
Why are you like this?
That was the Simpsons thing. You may ask me three questions, anything you want. Are you really the owner of the first Quickie Mart? Yes.
Really?
Yes. Really? Yes. Thank you. Come again.
That show is funny.
Oh, wait.
There's so many quotes that you can apply.
I mean, it's absurd how good that show
is. The way this bracelet works is you can cast Flesh to Stone as an action, and then after that, you can cast Stone Shape.
Can I cast Stone to Flesh? Because then we can.
Wait, you can't just skip straight to Stone Shape?
No. So you have to waste the things.
What a weird bracelet.
Do we want to waste this?
I mean, the alternative is we could spend a few hours trying to get me out.
Well,
you're probably better off wasting them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but I'm going to have to at least... You're going to have to at least have a 3d6
what about,
poison damage
for
all of you.
I do have... I have, like, 59 bullets.
You right? Can shoot, yeah.
No, I'm not saying shoot.
Yeah, to your misery.
I'm saying I...
Oh, my God. He shot himself with that 59 times. Wow.
I don't know how he did it.
Super fast.
It's crazy.
That's on level 7. So I can.
I just the wasters, but you're never gonna cast Flesh to Stone on things.
It's true. I mean, this is like what we use it for.
But you're saying Stone to Flesh, right? Not Flesh to Stone.
That's the Flesh to Stone is the
Stone to Flesh would be terrible.
Oh my God!
Wait, how do
just
we
just a wall of flesh?
Gross.
Flesh.
But you can waste them out of the thing. You can just
right,
cast
so
it.
So
then
I cast Flesh to Stone on
like just.
You gotta think of it as like a
sell up.
You gotta
you know
use
what I mean?
It as a stack.
You're just like, you're casting it onto nothing to get rid of them.
I don't want
to
waste it. I'll cast it on top of it.
You're okay. Oh, my God. It's got to make saving throws,
no,
I guess.
I'll just... so
why?
It.
My life is hell.
So then I do Stone Shape and...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would say... I mean, this is it's a big slab. You know, it is a good... Yeah, 15 feet... I'm going to say you'd have to at least use, because you get 13 of them. I'm going to say you're going to be down to like 6 of them.
Well, I'll do anything for my buddy, what's your name?
Harold!
that guy.
Yeah, so you bore your way through, and this thing, I'll write down somewhere that you got 6 left on it.
All right.
And then, yeah, you peek out.
We'll never talk about this bracelet again.
No. Yeah, we'll completely. However, you could check what was in that coffer.
Yeah, what's in the coffer?
What's in the coffer?
No, it's nothing big.
That is also trapped. Another one comes down.
Oh, my God. The wall goes the other way.
Who made this?
This is ridiculous.
The mechanics are amazing, though.
It's pretty impressive. I'm probably going to have to split after we figure this out.
Yeah. So basically, you open it up. Inside the coffer is a strange copper figurine, narrow with fins and looks somewhat fish-like. Written on the side of the small figurine are strange runes, and on the slimmer end is a small arched square panel. You can read Elvish. So it spells out the name Illindraw. It's worth about 150 gold pieces.
Nice.
Wow, worth it.
Totally where all that just happened.
Hold on. Alright, there you go.
Yay!
You did it!
There you are.
a bit of the way into the dungeon.
We've at least visited a quarter of the rooms, or maybe
yeah, about a third.
A third?
Yeah. Okay, not bad.
Not such
This was the first dungeon we've done in a long time, though.
Yeah.
Can't remember the last time we just, like,
dungeon delved.